John 11, 8 through 16, Silence, Part 2. In Part 1, we covered John 11, verses 1 to 7. Jesus had said to his disciples, "Let's go into Judea again." We will begin Part 2 with verse 8. The disciples asked him, "Rabbi," or teacher, "the Jews were just trying to stone you. Are you going to go there again?" Jesus answered, "Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? If a man walks in the day, he doesn't stumble if he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because the light isn't in him." What did Jesus mean when he said in verse 10 that a person stumbles because the light isn't in him? What does it mean to walk in the night? This is one of the meditation questions. Both Romans and Jews divided each day into two 12-hour periods, so there were 12 hours of daylight. During those 12 hours, most people did their work. Once darkness came, it was time to stop work. This world's light refers to the sun. However, there is also a spiritual application. In verse 7, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let's go into Judea." The disciples responded in verse 8, "The Jews are trying to kill you, so why go there again?" Jesus wanted the disciples to see the spiritual reality of the situation. Jesus himself is the light of the world, who was still with them. As long as he was with them, they could walk in his light. However, the time was coming when he would be taken from them. We must live in the light and let the light of Jesus live in us. To have light in you means to have Jesus in you. It means to acknowledge that God is the primary reality. Just as there are 12 hours of light in a day, so we all have limited time to walk in the light and to do what God has called us to do. There will be a time when we can no longer do the work God has called us to. But until then, our lives are in God's hands, and not even Satan can thwart God's purposes in your life if you are following him. In verse 9, Jesus said that people who walk in the daytime do not stumble, but people who walk in the dark will stumble. Jesus is the light of the world. He is our light. To live our lives apart from Jesus is like walking around at night. When we will certainly stumble without him. Many people think they can see because their lives are going well, but they walk in spiritual darkness because they do not acknowledge God and Jesus, who are light. John gives a practical example of this in his letter, 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. He said, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother or sister is still in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates his brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them." To live in the light means to live in love because God is love. People who hate others live in darkness. They walk in darkness and do not know where they are going. They stumble because the light of God is not in them. Those who walk in love live in the light, and there is nothing to make them stumble. Verse 11. He said these things. After that, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going so that I may awake him out of his sleep." The disciples said, "Therefore, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover." Now, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he had spoken, that he spoke of taking rest in sleep. Why do you think Jesus said to Lazarus, said Lazarus is falling asleep, rather than saying Lazarus is dead? That's one of the meditation questions. Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. This is implied in verse 11 when Jesus said that Lazarus is sleeping. He said, I'm going to go wake him up. Death is sometimes referred to in the Bible as sleeping. It does not mean that we go into some unconscious soul sleep. It means that physical death is not the end. When we die, we are not separated from the presence of God. It is written in 2 Corinthians 5:8 that for the believer, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When we die, we will be in his presence. Paul also wrote in Philippians verses 22 and 23, if I'm going to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Death is a terrible reality for human beings. It says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed to man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Death is a human reality, but the resurrection is also reality for we who believe. The resurrection of Lazarus demonstrated Jesus' power over death. The resurrection of Jesus proves that he conquered sin and death for everyone who believes. Our bodies will also be raised just as Jesus rose from the grave. We will discuss this more in more detail later. Verse 14, Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let's go to him. According to verse 15, why was Jesus glad that he was not present when Lazarus died? How do you think the disciples' faith grew through this event? Jesus said that he was glad he was not there, so that you may believe. They all witnessed the miracle. Lazarus had been dead for at least 4 days. The disciples, Mary and Martha, and all the people who were there saw Lazarus, who they knew was dead, come forth from the grave. They knew that this was something only God could do. And if God could do that, things that seem impossible for human beings become possible. Jesus was not glad that his friends experienced pain and sorrow, the pain and sorrow of death. However, the revelation to them, the revelation to them all, that he is the resurrection and the life, was the Father's purpose. This revelation changes our view of everything. Jesus was glad because their faith in him was strengthened deeply through this event. They had believed Jesus' teachings, but now they believed in him, knowing that he was the living Lord of all things. Verse 16, Thomas, who was called Didymus, said to the disciples, let's go also, that we may die with him. The Greek word dynamis means twin, but we don't know anything about Thomas's twin. Only the Gospel of John describes Thomas in this chapter, chapter 11, and also in chapters 14, 20, and 21. The other Gospels simply give his name as one of Jesus' disciples. John gives us a picture of Thomas, the man. When Jesus said, let's go back to Judea, Thomas said, let's go with him. Let's go also that we may die with him. Perhaps he meant it and was courageous, but it seems that Thomas and the other disciples did not understand and did not really believe at that point. We will see later in the Gospel of John, Thomas had a tendency to think negatively. Sometimes those thoughts and feelings were expressed, as we will see in later chapters. What was Jesus trying to do in Thomas's life? What is he trying to do in our lives? I am grateful that God understands our weaknesses and takes the time to build our faith and character, even though we often do not understand like Thomas and the other disciples. I think that Jesus was not just trying to change Thomas's behavior, but wanted to change his heart and mind. Jesus wanted Thomas to understand the power of God and to know his resurrection life by experience, so that his mind and heart and perspective would be radically changed forever. Our discussion of Thomas will continue as we study through the following chapters of John. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you use our lives to display your glory. Sometimes it seems like you are silent and we don't understand, but we know that you are in control of all things and that you work out all things for the good of those who love you. We want to be vessels of your glory and to glorify you in all things. Give us faith to believe you, even though we sometimes don't understand.